Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. And tonight's episode, I'm telling you, I have some amazing guests. This is part two from the group of my new upcoming book called Silhouettes of Strategies from Authentic Coaches for Mind, Body, and Soul. I'm telling you, that's a whole lot, but it's going to be a whole lot for purpose to get you where you need to be. So I want to specify that this was a joint collaboration of some of the most influential coaches who are truly authentic, because that's what we are. We want to be authentic. And I am going to start by letting each one of these contributors tell you a listening audience tonight about themselves. So I am going to first start with Milagros.
Thank you so much. I guess that practice really helped out, huh? So thank you for having me in your show, Michelle, and for also being able to collaborate in your book. It has been an outstanding experience. Meeting everybody, talking to everybody, being able to work on this project with you. And yes, my name is Milagros Richards, aka Millie Richards. Most people know me by Millie. And this book, to me was, something big because it's the first time I have ever written anything that is going to be placed in a book. So this is my first experience as a writer. The title of the chapter is Fitness. And the reason why I titled it Fitness is because fitness is not just what most people think, that, you just go to the gym and exercise and eat right. Well, yes, that is true. And I could give you a whole segment on how to eat right, exercise, how many times a week, how many times a day, or how many times in one day you can work out to make your exercise efficient and all of that with a healthy and balanced diet. But I didn't want to do that because it takes so much more than that. I mean, health comes from the inside out. So basically in my chapter, that's exactly what I talk about, how to be fit, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And this book, I really hope that readers can understand my perspective and where I'm coming from, and that they could also approach me and go to my different venues or social media with your guidance, Michelle. And basically, they can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I have a YouTube channel that is also called Milagros Richards Step Into Change. Because that's what I do. I help people to make change in their lives, big, small, little, or indifferent.
All right. So there's a lot there. So I'm telling you, this book, I'm telling you, go get 10 of them. Go get 10 of them. I'm barring from my next guest because she has her own little show, Elevated Not Tolerated. And Miss Victoria Holland, can you give the audience? I'm laughing. Oh my gosh, I'm laughing. Victoria will. I'm telling you guys, you gotta tune in. I have some more information at the end of this show, but you're gonna have to tune in. Just to watch it. But Victoria Holland, thank you for coming on. And can you give the audience a little bit about yourself? See, again, we talk about authentic. This is just us being our authentic selves.
Yes, Michelle and Miss Millie. Oh, my God. It's a pleasure to be in the room with such amazing individuals on today. This is absolutely an amazing book. And I am honored to be associated with all of you and being a part of one of the co-authors. And we're laughing because Michelle already knows. I always tell everybody, buy three books of everybody. Buy three copies of everybody's book. I don't care how many. Just buy three. But, you know, my chapter in the book is Overcoming to Elevate. And the reason why I chose that title is because, one, my program is called Elevated Not Tolerated, and it's under the umbrella of Victoria Elevates. And, you know, Elevated, you know, continue to have people be elevated in where they're going in their life. And so my chapter is pretty much some of the coaching techniques and steps that I use, not only for myself to get out on my journey and you know, in my place in my life at one point, but it's also techniques that I use for my clients in some of my workshops, because I believe it's important that we understand the steps of how we get to that next level and how we're able to move from being, you know, not such in a good place to come into another high place. And so that's the reason why I called it Overcoming, because through the different things that I talk about in the chapter, I talk about the different things that I had to overcome, not being able to read at a certain age, business, different things. But there's also a step to how we had to do that. And that's the reason why I chose Overcoming to Elevate, because it is mind, body, and soul. And I'm just absolutely amazed about this book. I think this book is going to touch so many people, Michelle. Your vision is absolutely positively amazing. And even in this season, it's going to touch so many people's lives for authentic coaches, authentic people, authentic steps. And so, I think it's going to be not only a bestseller, I think it's going to be an international bestseller, because it's going to touch that many people's lives. People are going to grasp this book and say, I need to reach out to Michelle Hammond and ask her, what else has she got? And I'm telling you, this is amazing. It's an amazing book. It's going to be international bestseller. I speak it into the atmosphere. I just absolutely love it. All of the people that's in this book is amazing. People can reach me at my website, which is victoriamholland.com, better known as Victoria Elevates. And you can reach me through there. You can also reach me on Facebook at Victoria M. Holland or Elevated Not Tolerated Coaching and Motivational Services. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, audience, kick back. Go grab yourself some water. That's refreshing and replenishing, because after this break, we're going to dig a little bit in deeper about what we want to impart to you as the reader. So you'll hear it from my guest. So sit back, relax, run right quick, because we'll be right back to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond.
Are you a business that's struggling to gain new customers and clients? Are you a woman who's written a book and don't know how to get media attention? Well, look no further. Help is here. Hi, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the new host of the podcast Pitching My Ass Off, which is going to air every Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, why should you listen to this podcast? Well, if you're one of those people that need help, or if you want to receive pitching advice, public speaking skills, if you want to know how to really bring in the media, investors, customers, and clients and attract them to you right now so that they buy right now, then you need to listen to the Pitching My Ass Off podcast. And I am your host, Precious Williams, airing every Sunday at 5 p.m.
If you're not well in your body, if you're losing focus, and if you're not fulfilled, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here to aid you in giving you tips. A healthy mind will keep you focused. A healthy body will keep you well and active. A healthy soul will keep you fulfilled and content. Contact Coach Michelle at her website, IM2Inspire.com. Well, okay, I hope you got your refreshing water, because now we're getting ready to have a downpour of upload of some good information. Welcome back to the second half of Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. And this lovely panel of guests I have is Millie Richards, Millie Gross, Richards, and Victoria Holland here, the other contributors to the Silhouette of Strategies from Authentic Coaches for Mind, Body, and Soul. So as we talked about what we would like, you know, this book is going all, we talking about this big book, which will be being released in December, but we have a special on Tuesday coming up with the $199 ebook that you can get a clip. So as Victoria told you, buy three of them. But anyway, so let me start with Millie. Millie, what do you hope that this book can impart to the readers?
I really hope that when people read this book, that it will authentically touch their lives in some shape, way, or form, where they get that inspiration to make a positive change in their lives. And not just to make that change, but move forward and keep going. Not long ago, I had an interview with you, Michelle, where we were talking about this subject, and we, with this book, will let people know that, yes, we all go through things, we all go to through changes, but we should not dwell in the past. We should learn from our mistakes and the things that we have left in the past, but move forward. And if something is working really good, to tweak and modify it, keep moving forward with it and make it greater and better. And I think that that's what this book is going to do for a lot of people. And that's really what I hope that a lot of people get from this book.
Absolutely. Now, Victoria, you thought I was going to ask you that same question, but I'm going to give you something else, a little bit deeper. You know, we talk about the word, you know, we talk about it often, you know, with authentic. So what does the word authentic mean to you? And when the person looks into your chapter, you're giving the authentic you, but what, just tell the audience what your version of what authentic means, especially in the coaching field.
In the coaching industry, I think it's very important that people realize that when you say authentic, that means that I'm going to be real to the bone. Where there's not, you go past the skin, you go past the vein, you go down to the deep bone and you hear the person's heart. Not only the client, but you hear the coach's heart. And if you have an authentic, real coach, a coach that is authentic, is real. It's not based on all of the knowledge and the wisdom that we get from the books that we have been taught in classes and those types of things. Mm-hmm. But once you get a real authentic, a real person that knows what you're talking about, that's the coaches that we're talking about in this book. We're those 13 coaches that are real. We've been through the things that we talk about. We've been through the places that you've been, that you're in right now. And we're real enough that we can be transparent. Authentic means you're transparent. You can see right through me and you'll know that I'm telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. That's what it means to me. And I think that's what all of us, you know, from the ladies that I've met, I think that's true. We're all very real and transparent. And how this passion to help other people is true.
Most definitely. I shared this with Millie, and I've shared it from the beginning of when you guys joining in. Mm-hmm. The money is not about, I'm not about the money. I'm about the mission.
No.
So
that's true.
That's my authentic statement. I'm not about, you know, that might be a, as you could say, as your normaticity, I might have to put that on trademark, that I'm about not about the money, but the mission. So,
like
you know, the mission it is for me to be a server And that's what this is. This is why this has been brought out. It's also the I tell about the mistakes of how I invested in somebody who was supposed to have been a coach and they didn't finish. So I shared that transparency because it is happening. But this is also why the Silhouettes from Authentic Coaches for Mind, Body, and Soul is out as well. For that, for that's you to get the core strategies, to get the what you should have, and if you want to be a coach, what qualities you should have. You should work on those qualities before you go out here and say that you're a coach. So this is why this is put together. So, you know, ladies, again, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I love this journey that we have taken together. But, you know, I actually want you guys to tell the listening audience, again, where can they find you? I'm telling you, audience, every single one of these people who are contributors to this book, they are authentic, and you would love to get there because, again, it comes from the sectors of health and wellness. We have someone from finances. We have someone from personal growth and development, professional development, and we also have the spiritual wellness side of it. We have all the taps of the key areas that you can have in your life. And then again, you have mind, body, and soul. If one of those areas is messed up, it's going to trickle down into the other areas, and then you're going to be a mess. So this is why this is also put together. So ladies, starting with Millie, can you tell the audience where to reach out to you and to look at your YouTube? And check out some of the YouTubes that she has. She has interviewed some of the authors in this book.
Yes. So I have interviewed quite a few of the authors, collaborators for this book. It was quite an amazing experience. I am very blessed and very privileged to know these amazing ladies and to know Michelle. Michelle, thank you so much for giving me this great opportunity. So I have a YouTube channel. It is Milagros Richard, Step Into Change. And pretty much throughout my social media, you will see Step Into Change because I am what they call a trendsetter in the fitness industry as well as in the modeling and fashion industry because those are the two topics that I have in my show. I do interview celebrities, and all of these ladies are celebrities. So I interview celebrities. I go out of town. I do celebrities in town. I am also a food critic, so I am in Yelp. So they can find me in Yelp as well as Milagros Richards. Facebook is Milagros Richards Step Into Change. Instagram is Richards Milagros, and you can also find me in Twitter as well. So I'm pretty much all over social media, but my favorite part this year has been the YouTube channel. So I've been having a lot of fun with that. And my most favorite one and recent one was interviewing the ladies for this collaboration in this collaborative book. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And again, I was getting ready to say, audience, she's being modest because every time I look around, she's either in Paris, Milan, somewhere else, and I even tagged on to her. I was like, can I just carry your bags? You know, she's everywhere. Fashion, New York Fashion Week. I'm like, whoa, let me get on some of these trips. I said, I even carried a bag. So, yeah. So,
I'm going to join.
Everything goes well, and we get rid of this pandemic, and we can travel all over the world without restrictions. I will be in New York Fashion Week again next year, and I will potentially be in Paris Fashion Week as well. So I am very excited about that. And I have been published in Fashion Magazine. So the name of the magazine is Amazing. And that's an editorial fashion magazine. It's an all around the world magazine. So if people want to go and see that as well, they can go in.
I tell you, I'm gonna be on a trip. I was supposed to go to Paris last year, but I'm gonna be on a trip. Milan is the favorite place I want to be. So,
but you're more than welcome. Quit looking for sponsors.
So, Victoria, so again, tell the audience where we can look you up, Miss Elevated, Not Tolerated. And you know what I'm going to do special tonight, audience? I'm actually going to get her to sign us out from this show.
Oh, Lord
her
Jesus.
With her signature line.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, first of all, I want to go help Miss Millie carry her bag. Miss Millie, I carry your papers. Michelle's going to carry your bags. I carry your notebooks. I got you covered. I can't wait to meet in person. I think that'd be a great trip. All of us get together after this is over and just travel with Miss Millie for about 6 months. I'm good. I'm excited. I'm going to get my passport and get ready. Again, Michelle, thank you so much for allowing all of us to be a part of this journey with you. You are absolutely amazing. And to be able to connect with people like Miss Millie is absolutely amazing as well. People can find me again at victoriamholland.com, Victoria Elevates. You can find me on Facebook, Elevated Not Tolerated Coaching and Motivational Services, Victoria Elevates, Victoria M. Holland. I'm on all social media as Elevated Not Tolerated Coaching and Motivational Services. Michelle, this is just one big project, and you are such a humble spirit, and we thank you so much because you're the one who teaches us that this is true, authentic coaching from you, because you've helped a lot of us get to where we are in this writing portion, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. And I'm excited because it's not all female dominated. We do have a male on this project. Yay for the man.
Yay for the man.
Yes, that's Mike Kabea. I'm telling you, this book is going to help you if you want to be a coach or you're looking for a coach. So, again, I appreciate you ladies for coming on. And thank you, audience, for tuning in to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. But I'm going to have my friend, Miss Victoria Holland, lead us out with her favorite signature.
Oh, boy. All right, listeners, get ready. You want to go out there and purchase those three books because guess what? Michelle B. Hammond wants you to always be elevated and not tolerated. And we'll see you real soon.